Now, other than their fantastic bread products, the French are often known for their strong connection to the arts, and cinema is, of course, no exception. That is why the Art Gallery of New South Wales, who often create film series showcasing important movements in cinema, have launched their latest series, Nouvelle Vague, to celebrate the French New Wave of cinema. To discuss further, I'm joined now by the Art Gallery of New South Wales film curator, Ruby Arrowsmith-Todd. Ruby, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Rupert.
The first thing I wanted to ask is, I mean, I know nothing about French New Wave cinema, so I'm diving in with complete, genuine curiosity. What does French New Wave mean? Like, what is that film movement?
All right, let me try and sum it up in a minute. All right, let's go. So basically, the French New Wave emerges in the 1950s and 1960s. It's a post-war movement, and it's a movement mostly generated by young people. So the Cinémathèque Française, this sort of cinema in Paris at the time, was this meeting place for a great number of young critics, people like Jean-Luc Godard, François Truffaut, who all kind of came together and collectively rejected the kind of films that they were seeing on screen at the time. These were mostly period dramas, literary adaptations, and they were like, enough with the kind of stuffy period pieces. Let's invent a new mode of cinema that feels more relevant to our times. So basically, these directors, they take to the streets, often with low budgets, often working with their friends and family as cast and crew, and begin to play with the grammar of cinema. So basically begin to kind of break all of the rules that we were used to seeing. They take inspiration from Hollywood directors like Hitchcock, like Nicholas Ray. So they were really influenced by certain mainstream Hollywood directors who they thought kind of represented what they called the auteur theory, auteur being the kind of the name of the director, this idea that even within something like the Hollywood studio system, certain directors brought their own personal vision and that creative vision could be seen across their oeuvre. So they were very influenced by, I guess, pop culture, but blending these kind of genre influences, so really influenced by gangster films, by westerns, but melding that with a new approach to formal experimentation. So the thing about watching these films today is that they're just incredibly stylish and they're incredibly enjoyable to watch on a big screen.
So it sounds like for a genre with such a rich and layered history and so many cultural elements from which it's drawing at the same time, I'd imagine that you would have had your work cut out for you selecting these films.
That's right. So, I mean, it's much debated as to whether or not the French New Wave constitutes a movement or a school, or is it a quality? And if you call it a quality, you know, and a certain approach to experimentation and to style, you can then broaden the lens for who's included in the French New Wave. So, of course, this season has a lot of the canonical films. This week, for example, we're showing Breathless by Jean-Luc Godard, classic Lovers on the Run in Paris film. But we're also including films by directors who sort of orbited the New Wave cohort. Of course, directors like Agnès Varda, the extraordinary, often called kind of grandmother or mother of the New Wave, but other directors like Jacques Rosier and people like Melvin von Peebles, actually a Black American director who happened to be in Paris in the 1960s. So the series really aims to include those big, well-known titles that are just great to watch with an audience, as well as some lesser-known works.
Do you have a favourite film that's being screened?
I do. I adore a film called Cleo 5-7 by Agnès Varda, which is showing at the end of this month. And it's basically, the film unfolds in real time. So it's 90 minutes and you follow this woman played by the wonderful French actress Corinne Marchand as she awaits the results of a biopsy. So we kind of follow her walking through Paris in the midst of this kind of existential drama, waiting to, I guess, learn her fate. Extraordinarily beautifully shot film, deeply stylish, and it all begins with a tarot reading, and that kind of determines the fate of our protagonist.
Yeah, wow. It's caught my intrigue. Before we wrap up, where can we find out more about the film screenings and booking tickets?
So you can jump onto our website, Or we have beautiful print brochures that you can pick up at the gallery. We have posters for each season, which is super nice. You can book tickets online. We're about to release tickets for next month's season. For next month's screenings. Or you can turn up before each screening, 1 hour beforehand, and get a ticket on the door. Screenings take place 3 times a week, Wednesdays and Sundays at 2 o'clock, and Wednesday nights as part of Art After Hours in our beautiful 320-seat cinema. So we run screenings for free every week as part of curated seasons. So, yeah. Come along. It's one of Sydney's best kept secrets.
Ruby, thank you so much for your time. I think with these descriptions being here today, you may have built a new enthusiast of French New Wave cinema. I've been looking for a new, I've had it with, I feel like I haven't been watching as many movies lately because I have, you know, when you, I get it with music too, where you just get kind of, I don't know, bored. Like it becomes a bit grueling, whatever it is that you've been enthused by before. So I feel like I've got something new to dive into and I'd love to come.
That's great. French New Wave cinema is a great rabbit hole to go down. So
I love to hear
see
that.
You there, Rupert.
No, thank you so much. That was Art Gallery of New South Wales curator Ruby Arrowsmith-Todd joining me for a chat about the ongoing film series Nouvelle Vague, which is on at the Art Gallery of New South Wales until September 7th. For more info, head over to 2ser.com, where we'll have this full story with links to the event website and ticketing info.